And then I guess I opened, it's like an environmental sciences or a health track or something like that. Something that it embodies what I can take next to next fall to keep me eligible and everything like that.
Yeah.
To be honest, the rules are a lot stricter if you've got a degree than if you don't have a degree. So it's kind of interesting that way. I had to jump through a few hoops this this offseason looking to try to get my schedule set up so I can play next year. But yeah, it's mostly just a lot of sciences and math, so I get my prereqs and everything like that. So.
More nervous about the MCATs or this upcoming season?
Well, the MCATs are on the mind. They're you know coming up before before we really get into it hard for football with you know camp and stuff like that. But my priority right now is doing just the best I can at everything I have, and I mean that's I think the attitude of everybody. You know, you take one day at a time, and right now that's probably the biggest obstacle on my list. But you know, once I get all that stuff out of the way, everything will be focused to have a good season this year. So.
That's something you've always dreamed of, MCAS, getting into that field.
It actually wasn't something that I was thinking about when I was younger.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, like my family was always pushing the medical school because I had pretty good science and math scores and everything like that. And then they kept pushing, and I finally at one point in time said, maybe I'll take a look at it. And I got a cousin and uncle that are doctors and followed them around a little bit and found that it maybe wasn't exactly what I thought it was. And there's a little bit may suit me a little bit more than I thought it did originally, and so it's kind of been a process for me, but it seems like to me right now it's a good fit for me, so.
Yeah.
Is there a particular field that you want to go into after you take the MCATs, after you go to med school and whatnot?
I'd like to be a surgeon, I think, like I said earlier, someone asked me this similar question, was that you kind of go to med school with an idea of what you're going to do, and they kind of, you kind of go, you see everything, you see all the possibilities. And so, actually, I talked to Andy Lightfoot, and he said, he didn't go to med school thinking he was going to be a urologist, and he, came out, as a urologist, and that's what he loves. So, I'm kind of open to anything, but surgery is what I'd like to do if I have a chance.
Not too many football players go to med school. I mean, you've got to be in a limited. Have you known any other players that have gone to med school?
I mentioned Andy Lightfoot. I know he did it. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, who's done it. But I mean, there's a lot of bright minds that have came through this program and that have done a lot of great things. Actually, a guy that comes to mind right away is Anton Norinsky, who was really just a genius. When I got here, he's actually acting now somewhere. I saw him in a movie. He's in that movie Real Steel. He's in there. He's one of the bodyguards. Kind of an interesting thing. We were watching that movie actually as a team, I think, and I look, I go, I think that's Anton. So I thought that was kind of an interesting deal, but.